We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A former New South Wales minister has warned the state's communities still on their knees from the Black Summer bushfires are living in a blast furnace ready to explode, and green tape is preventing landowners from protecting themselves. Former Bega State Liberal MP Andrew Constance, who rose to national prominence during the horrific fires in 2019 and 2020 that killed 26 people and destroyed almost 2,500 homes, slammed the state and federal agencies for a lack of action on creating fire breaks and changing land clearing rules since flames ripped through his South Coast patch. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Two cousins were killed when an inflatable they were riding struck a submerged stump while they were being towed by their grandfather in a boat in country New South Wales. The two teens, aged 14 and 13, were tubing with their 72-year-old grandfather when they collided with the hidden tree in Rushes Creek, around 60 kilometres northwest of Tamworth, on Tuesday evening. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
An Instagram friendship turned into a nightmare for a 21-year-old woman after she was allegedly raped three times over 2 days by a 20-year-old man from Blacktown. Kaveen's Siva Ballin allegedly met up with a woman in July at a rural Morisset property in Lake Macquarie after they made contact on Instagram in July this year. And Rafael Nadal says he's still getting used to his schedule as a first-time father. One of the greatest tennis players of all time is in Sydney ahead of the Australian Open, playing in the inaugural United Cup for Team Spain. The 36-year-old flew into town on Tuesday night with partner Mario Perello and newborn son Rafael. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.